The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is promoting National Invasive Species Awareness Week by telling Americans which of these troublesome creatures they can eat to help the environment. Observe this year from February 24th to the 28th, National Invasive Species Awareness Week aims to educate people on how these animals can outcompete native wildlife, degrade habitats, and disrupt ecosystems. To help control these species, the Fish and Wildlife Service is advocating they be used as an alternative food source, releasing a list this month of some that can be consumed. First up on the menu is nutria. Originally from South America, these rodents have spread across the Gulf Coast, Atlantic Coast, and Pacific Northwest. Introduced through the fur trade, nutria have contributed to wetland degradation, in some cases damaging marsh vegetation and soils so severely that these resources are permanently lost. Their meat is described as lean and mild, containing more protein and less cholesterol than chicken or beef. Next is the northern snakehead. Native to East Asia, this species is invasive in mid-Atlantic and southeastern waterways, likely due to being unlawfully released from fish markets. Known for their ability to survive out of water for extended periods, they are aggressive predators that have disrupted local fish populations. Northern snakeheads are considered a firm, flaky, and versatile fish for cooking. Another member of this list is the green iguana. These reptiles originated from Central and South America, but have become established in Florida and other warm regions, where they consume local plants, take habitats away from native endangered species, and contribute to structural damage. Green iguanas are consumed in stews, tacos, and other dishes, with some having compared their taste to chicken. Another potential invasive delicacy is carp. Originally from East Asia, these fish were introduced to the U.S. during the 1970s as a method to control nuisance algal blooms in various bodies of water. Carp have now spread throughout Midwest and Southeast rivers and lakes, where they compete with native fish. This species is utilized in various culinary preparations, including grilling and frying, but due to their bottom-feeding nature, must be properly cleaned before consuming. And finally, we have feral hogs. Introduced from Europe and Asia, feral hogs are present in Texas, California, and the southeastern United States. They cause extensive agricultural and environmental damage, which, according to the Department of Agriculture, totals about $1.5 billion annually. Because of this, many states encourage hunting them, a practice that has become a recreational pastime, with some companies even offering bachelor party experiences centered around the activity. Feral hogs are considered a viable food source, with their meat used in barbecue, chili, and other dishes, tasting similar to domesticated pork, but with a slightly gamey flavor. While consuming invasive species may help control their numbers, experts emphasize that it should be part of a broader conservation strategy. Wildlife management efforts, including regulated hunting and fishing, continue to play a role in addressing invasive species.